KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news for a Wednesday. It's the 20th day of March for 2019. Amador County fire crews made quick work of a residential fire yesterday afternoon. According to reports, just before 3:30, units from the Jackson Fire Department and CAL FIRE responded to a structure fire on Center Street in Jackson. Upon arrival, light smoke was showing from the residence. Firefighters entered the home, and the fire was quickly extinguished. The cause of the fire, currently under investigation. No injuries reported.
And a public workshop on groundwater management in the far western region of Amador County will be held Wednesday, March 27th, 6 p.m. at the Amador Water Agency Board Chambers. And that is next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Now, anybody who lives, works, or manages land supported by wells in the Consumnes Subbasin encouraged to attend the workshop to learn about the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act passed in 2014 to protect groundwater from depletion and overuse. Under this law, groundwater users can help shape everything from defining what constitutes sustainable groundwater usage to determining what steps local agencies will take to ensure there's balance between long-term supply and use. Now, in Amador County, the Consumnes Subbasin extends west from the northwest corner of the county on a diagonal that parallels 104 in the city of Ione to just west of Pardee Dam and the McCollumy River. For more information, contact AWA General Manager Gene Mancebo.
And CAL FIRE will host a town hall meeting in River Pines on Wednesday, the 27th, 6:30 in the evening at the town hall. The meeting will focus on wildfire safety issues specific to River Pines community and will go over risks, defensible space, and evacuation procedures for the area. Now, CAL FIRE, Amador County Sheriffs, the Amador Fire Safe Council, ACART, Amador Fire Protection District, and District 5 Supervisor Brian Onetto will all be present for the meeting. Now, questions and answers will be, question and answer period will be held. And if you'd like more details, you can call 296-7591.
And the Amador County Tax Collector will hold a public auction sale of tax-defaulted property later this morning in the Board of Supervisors Chambers in Jackson. That'll take place 10 a.m. this morning. No parcels become subject to sale by the tax collector at the end of 5 years from the date of tax default. The available parcels will be offered for sale on an oral bid basis for at least the established minimum bid and will be sold to the highest bidder. Info regarding the auction rules, terms and conditions of sale, and list of parcels offered for sale available on the county's website, amadorgov.org/tax, under tax sale information and 2019 tax sale.
And this year, Main Street Theater Works celebrates 25 years of producing theater in Amador County, 16 years of performing at the Kennedy Mine Amphitheater. Tickets are now on sale for the summer production of Ken Ludwig's comedy Leading Ladies. It'll run June 22nd through July 21st. And the second show, the second production, is also a comedy, Lawrence Roman's comedy Stand Together, and that will run August 11th through September 9th. I'm sorry, it's Alone Together, August 11th through September 9th. Now, for more information, you can visit mstw.org. Tickets are available online or in person at Hein & Company here in Jackson. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.